Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Forgiveness is a dominant aspect of Lutheran theology, and rightly so. For we who sin blatantly and consistently against God need forgiveness. Jesus died a dreadful death on the cross to achieve that forgiveness for us. We rejoice in baptism and the Lord's Supper, for it is in these means of grace that God delivers the forgiveness of sins won for us on the cross to us in tangible and personal ways. In many respects, forgiveness is what sets Christianity apart from every other religion in the world. God's forgiveness in Christ is freely offered to us, and no sin is too great to be absolved by God. No one is beyond His forgiving reach. His nail-scarred hands prove this fact. And as His forgiveness comes to us, we are called upon to forgive others. In fact, we regularly pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Our inability to forgive others who sin against us may indicate our lack of understanding and appreciation of God's forgiveness for our sins against Him. However, in all this talk of forgiveness, we often overlook the fact that when we forgive someone who has done something wrong, that means we should no longer hold a grudge against them. It may not happen immediately, but over the course of time, it can. This truth has become an important topic of study in modern psychological circles. The positive psychology movement focuses on the offended party. They believe that forgiveness is not so much for the one who has done the hurting, but for the one who has been hurt. When we forgive, we can let go of our grudges. It may sound selfish, but that's just how it seems to work itself out. For our bitter feelings often hinder us from feelings of joy and pleasure in our lives. Researchers have developed the grudge exercise. It is not designed to excuse the behavior of the one who has hurt you, but to help you forgive and to forget. The goal is to shift our attention from grudge to gratitude. Feelings of gratitude will replace the feelings of a grudge over time, for the two cannot coexist. Dr. Karen Rivish developed the following exercise for helping us to overcome grudges. First, choose someone you're holding a grudge against. Then take a piece of paper and draw a smallish circle in the middle of it. Right in the middle of that circle, write down a few words about the grudge you're holding against that person. Next, fill the rest of the blank paper with circles roughly the same size as the first circle. Draw at least 10, but no more than 15. Then fill in each circle with a positive aspect of this person's character for which you are grateful. After you have filled in all the circles, hold the paper at arm's length. Notice how the circle which contains the grudge gets lost in the circles of gratitude. The influx of gratitude should begin to dilute your anger. Now destroy this sheet of paper, so that it cannot be found and cause further offense. The bottom line is, unresolved and unforgiving anger can grow into persistent grudge bearing, and this destroys our capacity for joy and happiness. Instead, live and revel in God's forgiveness for you, then share that forgiveness with others. For Paul writes in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so also you must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Let us pray. Almighty God, in your mercy, so guide the course of this world, that we may forgive as we have been forgiven, and joyfully serve you in godly peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.